For instance, I was sorry to see Republican support on the sex ed bill, but I understand now that I've been provided some information that a bill that was guaranteed to pass because it was a priority of the Democrats was made better by Republican pushback. And Chris, why don't we, or Senator Holdert, why don't we start with you on the sex ed bill?
Yeah, and I want to disclose it's frustrating. I don't want to be a spokesperson for House Bill 1032. I don't really want to talk about the good changes that happen, because quickly people start to think that I'm advocating for the bill. I voted no for the bill, and I did what I could to force change. We thought we might have that postponed indefinitely. That's legislative terminology for killed in the committee. And then we thought we might be able to actually have it killed on the floor. But in the end, the sponsors decided to offer what we call a strike below that guts the bill. It strikes below the title, the language that's proposed in statute. And with a disclosure that, no, I'm not trying to call this a good bill, the good changes that happened were that both district charter schools and institute, Colorado Charter Institute, Charter School Institute, CSI, both of those types of charter schools get complete opt-out. The requirement for human sexuality instruction that it not teach or endorse religious ideology or sectarian tense or doctrine, that was removed from the bill. The requirement to employ gender norms, that was removed from the bill. And again, people might hear me saying these things and say, oh, Holbert's advocating for the bill. No.
The bill was going to pass, yes. But now all of these things are gone, including written notification now is required to parents for gender expression or gender identity programming. Some of these weird things that you have to actually go to Google to figure out what in the hell are these leftists yes. talking about.
Sex ed is still optional. No school is required to teach that.
They can teach abstinence still, and they wanted to stop that forevermore.
So, again, I voted no ultimately on the amended version of House Bill 1032. Yesterday I did a little tutorial from the well, and I've had some comments on Facebook. You could go out and find this video on Facebook. You can find it at the General Assembly website. The Friday, May 3rd session on the Senate floor, Senator Paul Lundeen went through some of the policy differences. I talked about the process differences because I love to talk about that stuff. And if you're interested in House Bill 1032, if you have a copy of that bill and it does not have a date stamp in the right margin that says Friday, May 2nd,
then that's not the current copy.
You're looking at the wrong copy. Looking at something that says revised or revised.
And I want to keep it moving. But sure. The most important thing, I think, maybe not the most important, but people were concerned about was that all language was removed that made people believe that teachers were going to be required to, for instance, teach kids how to put condoms on bananas.
I think I might have heard Peter Boyle say that.
And talk about explicit sex acts. That language is gone.